And now let's go across the bridge to the East Bay.
This town with its red gold sunsets and shimmering shore, the egret gone to their grasses for the night. Now all the birds settle down, the shutter's final click on night, ready to pull up his covers while the paint chips in the sky offer their nightlight.
A good poem speaks to the senses, stimulates the mind, and takes you places you may know little about, like, say, Emeryville, California. That's what the poet you just heard was describing. And if all you know about Emeryville is what you can see from Highway 80 or 580, namely a big movie complex and some big box stores, it may surprise you to learn that this small city has joined other Bay Area cities in establishing an official poet laureate. The holder of the position, like all poets laureate, serves as a resource for and a promoter of poetry and other literary arts. KLW's Stephen Short has our story.
Janelle Moon is a poet.
No going back to the large house with the view. No going back to the cold room in the dusty hotel. No sandy beach or salty sardines. Queer girl, some say there is no God for you.
And Ruth Atkin is not a poet.
Whereas on April 6, 2010, by resolution number 10-62, the City Council approved the establishment of a poet laureate program for the city of Emeryville.
But it was Ruth Atkin's idea that Emeryville, population 10,000, should have an official poet.
Emeryville had a strong history of supporting visual arts, and I thought, well, why not do something that can enhance the spoken word and written arts? So from there, the idea of a poet laureate program was born.
The wind cautions you to do what you know to be true. Give ride to the freedom that comes from within.
It was a brilliant move to have this program because I think that not only the artists in the community and the writers, but the kids.
Lisa Sullivan works for the city of Emeryville.
And I run the Art in Public Places program. The kids look around at their community, and they're growing up in a community that says it's important to have the arts and it's important to write poetry, and this is what gives life meaning.
I walk through the underpass, newly lit, where bronze sculptures tell a story of everyday people.
Poet Janelle Moon says,
one of my fondest memories of my family is the five of us sitting in the living room on a cold winter night, reading together, and the only sound, the clicking on and off of the furnace. And it was just like a little piece of heaven of the family together in that way.
Okay, I just got off the elevator. So,
which hi, is that you, Stephen?
Oh, hi.
Hello, my voice.
I meet Moon in her tiny, tidy apartment out on the bayside of Emeryville. She has gray mid-length hair, and today she's wearing a plum-colored sweater which matches her large, square-rimmed glasses. A calico cat eventually rubs against my leg as we talk.
My home, and we can sit down right here if you'd like.
Oh, that's great. Great.
When not fulfilling her official duties, Moon is a hypnotherapist and a writing coach. She's developing a poetry program at Emory High School. Moon realizes the way she grew up reading isn't how young people in Emeryville read today, but she says poetry and literature still matter.
Let me give you an example. I went into the Emeryville High School and read from some of my poems that, and honestly told some difficulties that I had in childhood. And afterwards, a young girl came up and said, could she share her work with me sometime soon? So I asked her what place poetry had in her life, and she said, it's the only thing that makes me want to live.
Moon says poetry, although often considered delicate, can have a strong, visceral impact on people who open themselves to it, especially here in Emeryville, where the crime rate is 3 times the national average and 80% of students live below the national poverty level.
Poetry gives us inspiration. It gives us a wider view of living it gives us metaphor and language of places that we haven't been, so it can enrich our world. And I think poetry can teach us about oppression. It can teach us about beauty and meaning-making. There's something about living in the world with a sense of connectedness and a sense of understanding what's going on with other people that makes life richer.
The poet laureate of Emeryville feels that that understanding has faded.
There were many years that academic men took over poetry, and that you had to know the myth or be very well educated and know the references in order to understand their poetry, and poetry lost its audience. And with the coming of the women...
Women such as Sylvia Plath and Anne Sexton.
They changed poetry so people could relate to it as a narrative, as a lyrical story.
And those changes, Moon says, helped pave the way for rap.
Dive right in to when I glide my pen across the pad. Of course I'm bad. Ultra fly multiplied by 10.
I don't do rap, but I love rap and I love poetry slam. I like any kind of poetry.
If you're stressing the track, but I'm defined best by time I invest in the raps like that.
It's a people's voice and it tells a story, and also it's a way that marginalized people get their voice out.
Maybe Emeryville needs an official rapper.
Well, I think they do, and it wouldn't surprise me if the next poet laureate would be a rapper. There's no reason it has to be an older person that's been in the community for a long time.
But for now, it is. Moon holds the title until October 2012. And during that time, she'll use her poetry to inspire, to use her words, beauty and meaning-making and a wider view of living.
Yeah, it's like that without a doubt.
In Emeryville, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
Professor Flow and Effervescence, Professor sold the rest to know from head to toe. Possess a glow years ago, cats used to have it too, now they drenched in mold. They sent a professional MC like me to speak for the community, might be tight D.